Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know what he did to anger that guy from Black River Falls, Wisconsin, but apparently something. 7:44:16 till 8, we got a severe thunderstorm warning, tornado warning in effect, mainly North Shore, Florida parishes, North Shore, South Shore areas, the lake. Stay weather aware. If a warning is issued for your area, take cover immediately. And as far as I know, the tornado warning that was in effect expired at 7:45. Also, I didn't mention this tweet that I got from Nola Reddy, but neutral ground parking has been approved until 6 p.m. because of the rain that's coming through. The worst of it's going to be here in about 45 minutes, I think, until 10 o'clock. So be aware of that. Meanwhile, it's Monday Morning Markets with Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Kind of hybrid edition today because we're going to carry on a little bit from Friday with living within your means, which kind of goes to you got to live within your means before you can have money in the market, right?
I mean, that's and being in retail banking, I've saw my share of that. Maybe a lot of people share of that, and it's discouraging. It's sometimes people will put themselves in a situation that's not financially comfortable, and then other times maybe the economy will put them in a situation that's like that. You know, you've got two people working in the house, somebody lose their job. Well, that's a crisis, immediate crisis, because they were obviously depending on both incomes. And the fallacy is, well, we're living up to both incomes. Somebody can't take, you know, can't be out for a half a day without it being impactful to people's finances. And to start a savings plan, you first got to get your house in order before you put money aside. I've seen a lot of that, too, where I'll never forget this one guy was putting $25 a pay into an IRA that he started. And it was, you know, he said, oh, I know the benefit of it. I really need to do something. And no sooner that the payroll posted, he said, I need the money. I need the $25. And I said, well, let's, you know, you need to close it because you're making a mess out of your own taxes and you're going to pay penalties on the money. And it's just a mess. So let's not kid each other. Your heart was in the right place, but you mentally you couldn't do without the $25 per pay period. Mm-hmm. And I mean, last year I was reporting so many times, and the most I've seen in my career, that I saw a lot of 401k withdrawals. Mm-hmm. And it's like it must have came on people because I've never seen that before. Inflation's been here for a few years, but it was like all of a sudden, it was like somebody felt, oh, well, there's you know, a little pot of gold, a little honey pot over here that I could, wait, let me get this straight. I called HR, and they said, withdrawals are possible, not advised, but are possible. To hell with advised, I'm withdrawing it. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, periodic withdrawals, and they were, you know, putting money in on payday. It was similar to the $25 guy. And withdrawing it. And it's like, okay, you're making a mess of your own finances, your taxes, you're going to pay penalties on the money, you know, you're going to pay taxes on the money. And it was, and last but by no means least, you were destroying any possibility of having any semblance of wealth for your retirement decades down the line. Because it's so impactful from a time value of money standpoint that if somebody takes, you know, they're in their 30s, in their 40s, okay, I'm going to take $10,000 out of my 401k, and this is the only one, it's an emergency. Well, I've seen emergencies that really weren't emergencies. Yeah. It just happened to be convenient.
You got to put that in quotation marks, don't you, Mark, that emergency.
Everything's an emergency. Yeah. Right, exactly. So, but you, what you do is you put that dent in the 401k, and all the accumulated earnings to go forward have been lost. And that's the whole idea of a 401k. It's a long it's a long dated product, and it depends on consistent deposits and like for decades. And then you got some money, but you know, it's kind of separating it and pulling money out isn't the best best idea at all.
Mike, Mark, to take a step back, if I can, when you said that just now about the $25 in the 401k and having to take it out, and I'm not trying to laugh, but what came to mind is you got...
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To crawl before you can walk. And what I mean by that is, before you can even, if you're a younger person, before you even think about a 401k, maybe you should start about getting enough, just getting on a budget. And we can talk more about this when we come back, because I think it's everything. And I know we're supposed to look at the week ahead on Wall Street, but I just want to talk about budgeting and living within your means, because maybe just no matter what device you have to use, if it's a piggy bank, if it's saving up to get large bills, whatever it is that motivates you, and they talk about paying yourself first, let's talk about budgeting, about getting on some kind of sensible saving routine before you put it in a 401k. Let's put it in a savings account, right, and hang on to it. Does that make sense? Crawling before you walk?
That would certainly be an easy way to start, because that's very available. The 401k has to come through your work, and not everybody's job will have a 401k to offer them. But if you know yourself and you know where your money's going, ideally you do. And that's right. Start with the savings account, because that's open and available to everybody. And when you start getting a little bit of balance here, first of all, you feel better about yourself, because mm-hmm. it's like, look at this. You know, I was doing this and had no idea. And you turn around and it's several hundred dollars. So if there's some people, it's several thousand dollars. And then you could take a more sophisticated step towards a bigger and better plan. But that would be a way to start.
And the habit of it. You get in the habit of it. We'll pick it up here. We're going back. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic, WWL. All right, here we go. 7:55, causeway closed both directions. Severe thunderstorm warnings continue for Killian, Frenier, Manchac, Hammond, Bugaloosa, Covington, New Orleans, Metairie, and Kenner until 8:30. Storm will contain wind gust up to 70 miles an hour. Also Slidell, Picayune, Bay St. Louis. And I think, Purlington, Lakeshore, Mississippi, and Ansley, Mississippi until 8:45. So I hope we got all that included. Mark Rose, our guest, kind of blending Monday morning markets with Mark, with managing your money with Mark, because if you ain't got no money, the market doesn't really matter to you. And Mark, I was talking about some kind of incentive program, whatever it is, and I think you touched on it just now, where once you get in the habit of saving, you realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm not broke after all. I do have a couple of dollars, and it feels good to have it instead of blowing it on whatever.
Well, Tommy, I'm convinced it gives people a little bit of comfort to know I do have a little dry powder in case something comes, and something always comes.
Mm-hmm.
But and we've got to differentiate between an emergency and a so-called emergency, mm-hmm. like we talked about a few minutes ago. That I just see people make it's one time you and I were talking about between electronic purchases and cash purchases. I am about 99.9% on this, that if a person went to cash purchases, they would slow down their buying. All that impulse buy at the grocery, I'm going to grab this, grab that, and give them the debit card. Then you don't have any money at the end of the month. It's like, where did everything go? Well, to go back and review all your charges, you can do that if you have a debit card, because you could see very clearly what left your bank account. But again, if you had cash in your hand and you see that going through your fingers and to make purchases, I think that's one of the best budget tools that's available to everybody. Just I'm not advocating to put everything you can in your front pocket, but if you walk around, okay, this is if you're going to eat lunch or those types of things, we even have the credit union has a how to save on lunch calculator. Actually, if somebody wants to go to that. Because I do see people spending way too much on a meal, especially today. And what used to be $4 and $5 and $6 is now twice that. And then they wonder, why can't, I don't understand. I don't know why I don't have any money left. Mm-hmm. Well, you spend $100 a week on lunch. And it, it just adds up. And when somebody's got a family or somebody raising a child singularly, that money goes fast. And they just have to have some discipline, I think, on the front end, or you're not going to be happy on the back end. You're always going to be chasing your tail. And last but not least here, we could finish. If you do start accumulating money, that's when an investment plan, you could sit down with somebody or put together something that really have, instead of just money, having wealth during your life, some kind of wealth accumulation to into your retirement years, and you're not just living off of Social Security. And last thing on Social Security, it wasn't made for us to live on. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that, you can't live off of Social Security. It wasn't made like that. It was made for you to supplement your existing savings plan. And that's where it has fallen off the rails over time, because people don't, I'm just going to live off of Social Security. And that's a fallacy.
All about the math and multiples, and I don't want to get too complicated here, but you got to start somewhere. Mark Rosa, thank you. Very valuable information.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you Friday. Y'all can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find those calculators, and can help you with your personal finances. It all starts with a budget. We'll take a break, come back. Causeway closed both directions. Back in a flash, WWL.